A comprehensive immigration bill has passed a U.S. Senate committee, and the full Senate is expected to begin debate on the bill June 10th. 19 mayors from across the state want Utah Senators Mike Lee and Orrin Hatch to work towards passing immigration reform. Mayor Mike Winder from West Valley City says every mayor he has talked to recognizes that our national immigration system is broken.
And we're getting frustrated. We need to see some action on this issue that's been talked about for years and years. And we think with what the Gang of Eight is proposing and others, that we're getting really close to some logical immigration reform that can finally help our country.
Park City Mayor Dana Williams says immigration reform is of particular interest to his community because there are many kids that are undocumented, and this is the only home they have ever known. He adds that each of the 19 mayors has their own reason for wanting immigration reform to pass, but all of them think now is the time.
I think the great thing here is that, you know, that this is a pretty diverse group of mayors, and that, you know, this is transcending parties and transcending different types of cities that we have in the state.
Hatch voted to move the bill out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, but Lee, who also sits on the committee, voted against. Hatch has not said how he will vote once the bill reaches the full Senate. In a written statement, Lee says in response to the mayor's letter, quote, "I could not agree more. Our current immigration system serves neither America's economic or social interests and undermines respect for the rule of law," end quote. He adds in the statement that he is in favor of a step-by-step approach rather than a 1,000-page bill filled with loopholes, carve-outs, and unintended consequences. The mayors of Blanding, South Jordan, St. George, and Colville City were also among the signers. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.